So Herod summons these men secretly, ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. He's calculating here, isn't he? That's what ascertained means. He is calculating the time. When that star appeared, that means the child was born. So it appeared sometime maybe upwards of 2 years ago. You can see this in his calculations starting there in Matthew 2:16. He's going to have all the children, all the male children, 2 years old and younger in Bethlehem and in all the region, just to make sure he's going to have them put to death because this one who has been born, the Christ who has been born to be king over the Jews, he is a threat. He is a threat to Herod's kingship. He is a threat to Herod's autonomy, his ability to rule over himself and other people. He is a threat to the people of Jerusalem, their comfort, their stations in life, and he would gladly, willingly shed blood to preserve his own comfort, to preserve his own autonomy, his own self-rule. He has no problem putting babies and infants to death to preserve himself. God help this country. Because before we are too quick to point a finger at Herod the Great for putting babies to death in order to serve his own self-seeking ambitions, we ought to look in the mirror of our own country. There are people every single day, men who encourage it, women who do it, and people who pay for it, a government who subsidizes the murder of children in order to preserve self-rule and comfort and station in life, because I'm just not ready to raise a child. I'm just not ready to take responsibility. I'm just not ready for anybody to tell me what to do. Those who put babies to death today do the same thing that Herod did all those years ago. Murder then, and it is murder now. The wonderful truth of the gospel is this, that for men who have encouraged and participated in the murder of a baby, if they will but repent and ask God, he will forgive that sin. He'll give you a new life in Christ. For women who are struggling now with the grief over that terrible decision, you can come to Christ and he will forgive you too. The Bible tells us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But make no mistake, the first thing you have to do is admit that it was a sin against God. You ask him to forgive you. The Bible says that he will.